The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in. We sure appreciate it. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Barcanada, the barrage at the D. Still to come this hour. Preston Johnson, owner of Crawley Town, making the playoffs in League Two. Can't wait to talk to Preston. By the way, when Preston comes on the screen, don't adjust your sets. You will not be able to tell the difference between Preston and Kelly.
That's not true. His beard puts mine to shame.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, you know, the last time I saw him.
Longer beard, Preston.
I'm going to guess he didn't cut it down too short.
You know, other than that, your lives are completely similar.
Other than that, we're basically the same guy.
Human being. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke, and Chris Palika joining us here momentarily. Before we go back to Chris, the Pablo Torre phone number, for those who are thinking of some kind of event in sports history or maybe even beyond sports history that you would like investigated further, he has an actual line you can call, like a suggestion line, or not even suggestion line, just a question. 513-85-PABLO. 513-85-PABLO, and he actually plays some of the voicemails on his podcast as well.
The Knicks LeBron pitch, that one's an all-timer. The Matt Ishbia one, both of those episodes I thought were amazing.
I listened to the New York Yankees. I don't know if you know this. In the 1970s, in the early 70s, so this was too young. I was too young to know this happened either. But this was Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich. The Yankees had two pitchers. They swapped wives. It's a true story. It's not really that they swapped wives. They swapped families, wives and kids.
So weird. What?
It's just an unbelievable story.
I know, and that's what he's done. I haven't listened to that one yet. I haven't watched that one.
There's a script in Hollywood about it. Like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon considered it. It's just like a whole thing. It was an amazing story. So there's the Yankees wife swap. There's third party politics. Like, he does a whole bunch of stuff. It's great. Chris Palika, kind enough to rejoin us here, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. He is the Bear at Bear Bets Pod. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to steal a line. I'm going to cut you off right here. I'm going to steal a line from an SVP. Do your research. Do you know who Crawley Town are playing in the first round of the playoff?
Tell us.
MK Dons.
MK Dons?
Yes, MK Dons. So that's your
Okay.
That's your little bit of information. That way you don't sound like a complete fool when you're talking to Preston later today.
Thanks for the show prep.
I want you to be prepared.
I was like, where's he going with that? Believe me, I would have known it before the segment started. But thank you for the show prep live on air.
You're quite welcome.
And you wouldn't even let me intro you. Bear Bets Podcast. How often do you do the Bear Bets Podcast, Chris?
It's usually every week we have one. There will not be one the next couple of weeks, as I will be away on vacation. But we'll be back right before the Belmont.
By the way, SVP apparently was following along. Since you bring him up, he was following along the Guardians bet. He goes, "I was following along. I was so sick for you." And Brent was watching it as well. So like, it had the tentacles of this Guardians bet. We're like, oh, I know, it's just so tough. You mentioned the undercard, if you will. Of the Derby. So what do you got all day tomorrow?
We'll start with today. I think if you look in race 10, which is the Edgewood, I don't like the favorite Hard to Justify in the race at all. I think if you focus in on the 8 Calispera and the 10 Dynamic Pricing, those two horses are price plays that I think you should take a look at. If you have a way to have a fixed odds bet on the Ali Sheba, I would bet the number 3 horse, First Mission, with two fists. Tappet Trice, who was going to be the second choice in that range, scratched. And if Fixed Odds Shops haven't caught on to that yet, you might be able to get even money or so on First Mission, who probably is going to go off around 3 to 5 or so in that race. So those are the two races that I'm kind of focusing on today. Then tomorrow, I would look at the Derby City Distaff 10 horse Fava, who's 3-1 on the morning line and probably will be somewhere in the 5-2 range. That horse just missed at Keeneland last time out, and I would expect her to win that race tomorrow. If you look at the American Turf, I think that's a wide open race, the number 11 horse. This is the 9th race tomorrow, the American Turf, the 11 horse Cugino. I'm not sure we're going to get 10-1 on this horse, but I think it's worth a play anyway, even if It's around 8-1 or so. I think that's still worth a shot. If you look at the Turf Classic, the race just before the Kentucky Derby, the 11th race, the number one horse, Integration, is my top pick there, 5-1 on the morning line. This horse drew brutally wide in a short feet and kind of was wide around the entire track last time out, ran much longer. This is the horse's second race off the layoff, goes outside to inside, stretches out from a mile to a mile and an eighth. This horse should have a big, big chance in the Turf Classic tomorrow, race 11. And I skipped over race 10, which is the Churchill Downs handicap. I think I have to try and beat the 6 horse Zozos off of the layoff. And I'm going to use the number 9 horse 3 technique, cutting back to the 7 furlong distance. He's run some big races at 7 furlongs, and I think he's going to be a square number on the board. So the 9 horse 3 technique in the Churchill Downs race 10.
Wow. Got all that at Visa.com/picks. Kelly, transcribing?
Most of it. Okay. Today, race 10, Kalispera. Okay. Tomorrow, 9th race, Cajino. 10th race, 3 technique. 11th race, Integration.
Okay.
How'd I do, Chris?
Good job.
I think I missed one.
Well done. All right.
Yeah, I said the first mission one. That was the one I said.
Okay.
That's it for today.
All that at Visa.com/picks. All right, soccer, what do you got?
It's getting to the point where it's a hard handicap for a lot of these matches, just because like relegation has kind of been like, you know, these teams in the middle, you're not going to play in Europe next year in the European championships, whether it's a Champions League or Europa League, you know, you're going to be up. You're not in relegation zone. But a lot of these matches are hard to kind of cap, but I do think today under 2.5 in Torino, Bologna, is a good play. Bologna looks like they are headed towards Champions League next year. Really good defensive team on the road at Torino, who is kind of, they're in that like no man's land. They're not near Europe. They're not near relegation. They don't score a lot to begin with. So I would look at Bologna, Torino under 2.5 in that game later this afternoon. That's a 2:45 Eastern, 11:45 Pacific. So That's the one soccer thing that really stuck out to me.
All right.
This weekend. And
let's go stateside here. Let's talk about baseball a little bit. You had a baseball thought yesterday.
Yeah. Are we to the point where we should be playing Orioles World Series exact as if you have not already? Like they're the best team in the American League. And yeah, their bullpen is a little bit suspect with Kimbrel. And hopefully they can bolster that bullpen before that and get him some help there, because I don't trust him at all. But their lineup is so good. You've got a certified ace in Corbin Burnes. They're only going to get better as these rookies continue to develop throughout the year. We know baseball can be a crapshoot come postseason, but they got a little bit of a taste last year. Maybe you just go up and down the National League and maybe take some shots with some teams. You want to use the obvious teams with the Braves and the Dodgers, but maybe throw the Cubs in there. Definitely throw the Phillies in there. You want to get really frisky and throw like the Giants or the Padres in there as well. Reds, go ahead and do it. But you might be able to find some nice prices with the Orioles and some World Series exactas.
Yeah, my exact strategy, and just to be clear, I have not made this bet yet, but is to tie the Braves in with any number of teams at this point. I just feel like the Braves are so good that that's the way to go. Now, whether that's just a matchup or an exacta, again, I haven't made any of the bets yet, so I'll let everybody know when I do. But I the Orioles are absolutely one of those teams, that's for sure. And you're probably right. They probably are the best team in the American League. But yes, many of us have made a lot of money fading Craig Kimbrel over the years, as I think you know. Let me ask you this. This was also you also have, because I made a bet, Kelly and I did the other day, Angels worst record 30-1. Mm-hmm. You have a bet in this, right?
Yeah, I grabbed the Angels the other day when you guys were talking about it. Yeah, I have the Marlins at 35-1 and 25-1, and they were the night that the Astros came back and beat the Guardians. Prior to that was the night where the Rockies blew the 5-0 ninth inning lead in Miami. And that was like a complete double whammy gut punch to me, because you had one of the worst teams in baseball right there with the Marlins, who could have picked up a win against the Marlins. And the Marlins obviously wound up sweeping the series. But I still feel pretty good with where I am with the Marlins. Their rotation's in shambles. They're not a good team, and hopefully the Rockies can be a little bit frisky and win some games along the way. But we're going to maybe look back in September and early October and be like, hey, the Marlins are going to be 66 and 96 or whatever it is, and the Rockies or the White Sox will be 58 and whatever. And you know what? Doesn't mean it wasn't a good bet. We just got beat. Kind of like what happened with the Guardians. We had a great bet. Just got beat.
Yep. Last minute, did you want to talk about a Djokovic theory or not?
Yeah, it's weird. We can talk about it. I was talking with someone yesterday who kind of heard rumblings, and I'm going to preface it with saying he doesn't even know if he believes it, but like they're kind of rumblings that like Djokovic might like not play Wimbledon in the grass season because he wants to win an Olympic gold medal. And you know tennis very well, and Drew knows tennis very well. And Dan Weston knows tennis very well. Like going from clay to grass back to clay, that could do a number on people's joints and elbows. So like there's this theory out there that Djokovic maybe would skip Wimbledon to just go back to Roland Garros and win Olympic gold on clay. So like if you want to take a shot with Sinner being hurt and Alcaraz not being 100%, like is there an opportunity to maybe take some shots in the dark with some bombs to potentially win Wimbledon in case that happens? I don't know.
It's a great seed to be planted. I like the thinking for sure. Chris, thank you. Good luck with all the horses.
Appreciate you guys.
Chris Velika at Chris Velika, F-A-L-L-I-C-A on Twitter. Bear Bets Pod over at Fox Sports, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Preston Johnson on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget to check out our new website at VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. It's all there. Literally any sport you can imagine. Adam Burke on the Canelo Munguia fight tomorrow night here at T-Mobile. Dave Tooley talking Kentucky Derby. How about that? Mike Somich on the Derby on the Kentucky Oaks as well, front and center. A lot of Mike Somich, by the way. A lot of Adam Burke. He's talking Oaks as well, is Burke. Michael Dolan on the NHL playoffs tonight. A couple game sixes, including the Knights trying to stave off elimination. And then game seven tomorrow. Leafs and Bruins. Let's go, Toronto. I haven't won a cup since 67. VSiN.com. Check it out.
Yeah, only one game seven, right, in hockey?
So far.
Yeah.
Haven't had a game seven yet in the old baloncesto either.
Yeah. Got to pick it up. Pick it up, NBA.
Do you believe, though? Okay, these two game sixes tonight.
Yeah.
I assume you believe Dallas is going to win.
Yes.
No Kawhi for the Clippers. You believe we will have a game seven in the Magic and the Cavs, the series that everybody really craved a game seven for.
I mean, I'm not betting it, but yes, I do think we're going to.
Yeah.
I think the Magic have found something a little bit. Can they keep it rolling? I don't know. Gary Harris, questionable out tonight. I need to confirm that. He is questionable as of right now for that game. Jared Allen, I did see a report. He's questionable right now. Did not play last game, remember. Although they look pretty good without him. Didn't play last game. He was at shoot-around this morning, so should be that's better than last game. If you're a Cleveland fan, so a couple injuries to watch here. Not a lot of great depth in that Orlando backcourt, so might be tested if no Gary Harris. He's one of those guys a little bit more important than people probably realize. This series has been something. There's definitely part of me that I don't have any bets on it, so I'm rooting for the Magic because the Cavs. You deserve this.
You tanked for this, Cavs. You tanked for this. Cavs. Game six tonight. Dogs at Orlando. We'll see if it gets to a game seven. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the owner of Crawley Town, a League Two team in England. Once upon a time, he was doing $1 college football podcast with me. Then he was on ESPN's Daily Wager. And now look at him. It's our buddy Preston Johnson, everybody. How you doing, Preston?
How's it going? It's been way too long, Gil. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, man. Come on. We understand. Let me, for those who are unfamiliar, let me just ask, because they kind of know the background, which is you parlayed CryptoPunks into owning this team. That's the five-second version of this.
More or less, yes.
More or less. Okay. Was there more that you would like to add to that?
The CryptoPunks part was for the company Pixel Vault, which then I kind of parlayed that success into the club ownership and the NFT community craze that was building. But it wasn't like CryptoPunks themselves, but you were close. So I'll give
I was
you
close.
Like 9 out of 10. Yeah.
There was no chance I was going to get that completely right, by the way, Preston. So I point that out. Okay. All right. So when you bought this team, take us through how that went when you started sort of announcing the way that you wanted to manage this.
Sure. So a lot of people probably find this somewhat interesting because they'll remember that NFT craze, that boom, there were all of these online communities forming around most of the time, like cartoon or pixel images that really had nothing attached to them. There were these like communities on Twitter or Discord or whatever, but it was all speculation. There wasn't actually anything there to build on to drive value to the NFT. And so our original strategy was, what if we bought an English football club in the lower leagues and brought an international community together to root on a club, because there's a game every Saturday morning here in the States, or Saturday afternoon if you're in the UK. And we are able to bring more fans to a club that otherwise locally has one of the smallest fan bases in the whole EFL. And so when we got Crawley Town Football Club, that was our strategy. Now, as you've probably found out in life, things don't always go to plan. And about 9 or 10 days into our takeover of the club, we got a call from the football association that said your manager or your head coach is under investigation for racism and discrimination charges. And this was like, oh, okay. So we suspended him, eventually let him go, obviously. And so we had to we had gone in thinking, hey, we'll have a year to learn how this works, because most of us were brand new to English football. We had to postpone our NFT, strategy. We had to sort that. We had to hire a completely new staff, and we were told, oh, trust the experts, trust this, trust that. We tried to bring in people that we thought would give us the best chance to have success, and we just didn't. We weren't good enough. We were battling relegation all season. Eventually, there were 12 charges on that manager for racism discrimination. That was the most in EFL history. It was literally the biggest case in the history of the league. So we were dealing with all of that while trying to, how can we actually be good at football? And we realized by the end of it, going into the second season, which is just winding up now, if you don't have support from the local fan base, which means if you're not winning, then you're not going to have any interest internationally anyway from any NFT or crypto or just any audience, right? So like Wrexham's story with Ryan Reynolds is fascinating, because they generated all of this revenue and money from their documentary, and because it's Ryan Reynolds, and they put that into the playing squad, and they've actually been winning. And so now they've drummed up all of this momentum where they got promoted into our league last year, and they got promoted out of our league this year. They were one of the top three teams in the league. So back-to-back years, they've been promoted. And so our strategy was similar, but didn't work out. So then we kind of had to regroup and figure out, how do we do football then, the English way.
And when, did it, well, for the interest of time, what was the low point for you, Preston, would you say?
Ooh, the low point was probably last year. So we're talking 2023, January. We had another coach quit on us that we had appointed or hired. And we had some players that at that point were the experienced players that all of the fans thought were good enough, but were part of the reason we were fighting relegation and just weren't good enough. And so we just ultimately bet on youth and athleticism and data and analytics, and the fans hated us for it because we were getting rid of all their old guys and banking on inexperienced players. And there were a lot of death threats online, especially. I was over there. Jeez. I was in a hotel once in Crawley and had some fans tell me, hey, there's a mob of fans that are going to meet you outside and confront you. You should hurry and get out of there. Go to London, go stay in a hotel in London. Like, it got pretty intense. But that's what's crazy about, we talk sports betting and gambling all the time, and that's what I did for over a decade. And you're wagering, for some people, pretty high stakes every weekend. The emotional stakes, I underestimated at a level I could never have imagined. It's what their livelihood over there for these towns, for their clubs. It's why they work, so they can eat, sleep, and support their football club. So that was the low point, I think, was around that January, February time last year.
Wow. Death threats. Now that Crawley Town has qualified for the playoffs, and congratulations on that. The playoffs begin on Monday for you. Do they love you with the same passion that they hated you?
It's definitely changed. Maybe not quite a 180, but you know, it's close. It's that being there for our final game. It all came down to that final Saturday. We needed a couple of the other results to potentially go our way, as well as us winning our game. So, you know, them looking into the stands, they invaded the pitch, or what we call, you know, rushing the field, and all the fans were chanting, like, you know, going off, and everyone in the stands. There was a moment there where, like, okay, like they have joy again, which was really important for me as a person, because last year I felt like I ripped this joy from this fan base, from this town, like, and it was my fault because I was one of, me and my co-chairman Evan, like, this is all our doing, like, how can I help them find joy again? And so to have this, I mean, they've never been to the playoffs before, so in one season turnaround to do it our way, bet on analytics at the end of the day, and then them seeing that it actually paid off and worked out, and they're like chanting and cheering for their team again, was like an internal resolution I actually really needed. So it was a really good moment for me.
That's so,
just last weekend. And so, we have a couple more games to go, hopefully three more to actually achieve promotion in this playoff. But either way, like, pretty satisfied with how the year's gone.
And you have to win the playoffs to get promoted. Is that correct?
Yeah, three automatically go up, and then 4 through 7 battle out for one more spot.
Ooh, okay. And it begins against the MK Dons on Monday. It's a home and home. Thursday is the next one. Crawley Town against MK Dons. President, I'll just say this on air, what I've probably said to you off air at some point, which is it could not happen to a nicer human being. All of this. I'm sorry you had to go through that bottom, that nadir, to get here. It's easy to say maybe that makes it even more rewarding, but no one should have to go through that. But I'm just so glad for you, man. And good for you. I mean, before you leave, because I do want to get this back to your wagering days, just to bookend it here. You're still an NBA guy. Are you still following the NBA playoffs?
Oh, yeah. You know, like, look, I've let some, like, NFL, I hardly followed. Baseball's like way behind me. But, you know, NBA is my true passion. Basketball's the best. So I've been watching most games, following most games. I was pretty pro Timberwolves before the season. I fired a lot of, I had the Naz Reid, I had the Chris Finch, and then I had 30-1 on them to win the West, I think is the price. So I'm basically a T-Wolves fan, and then I bet the Celtics are going to win the East so frequently that I actually laid a like pre-playoff price on the Celtics, and that's why Porzingis got injured, if you were wondering. But so I'm Celtics T-Wolves if I can make it happen.
That is why Kristaps Porzingis got hurt. Still a gambler in his head. Preston, thank you so much, man, and we'll all be watching on Monday, man. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Go.
Preston Johnson, Crawley Town co-owner at Sports Cheetah. That's how we know him.
Yeah,
back
story.
In the day. Daily Wager before that. He just bounced on Daily Wager. They're like, where did Preston go? So, by the way, not exactly how it happened. But
Mine is soccer team.
We're coming back. Jason Weingarten has a little thought on that. Next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game live from Bar Canada at the D. Downtown Las Vegas, Skill Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Oh, we have somebody requesting a story from you here, Kelly, here momentarily. First, though, are you ready to become a sports betting expert? Look no further than the VSiN Pro subscription, your ticket to insider insights, exclusive data, and winning strategies. For a limited time only, we're offering our annual subscription at an unbeatable price. Normally priced at $240, you can now grab your subscription for just $199. Sign up today. We'll also give you an extra 2 months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access. I've done the math. For less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code ANG. With VSiN Pro, you'll gain instant access, rather, to our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see who has the best win percentage and ROI. 19 hours of live programming, including expert breakdowns and in-game analysis, proven betting systems for professional handicappers, and our exclusive betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to claim your 14 months of VSiN Pro for only $199 with promo code ANG.
ANG as in a numbers game. ANG promo code.
That's VSIN.com/subscribe. My Taylor Fritz call did not go well. Andre Rublev taking him down 6-4, 6-3 in straight sets. Rublev really is playing the best in the tournament, and despite the numbers, he overcomes Taylor Fritz, so that's not fun.
What round?
That was the semis.
Semis?
Yeah. Rublev will play the winner of Felix Auger-Aliassime and Yuri Lehechka. You know them very well, both of those guys.
I could spell both those names.
You cannot.
I'll bet on it right now, buddy.
Go, Lehechka.
Bet it right. Well, I got to write it down. I'm one of those people that's got to write it.
Oh.
Yuri, J-I-R-I.
You got that much.
God, okay, this is the toughest one. L-E... H-E-C-K-A?
Correct.
Okay, Felix Auger Aliassime, I've got no problem. Felix, normal spelling. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Auger, A-U-G-E-R. Okay, now here's the tough one.
Oh, my God. This is great so far.
Hyphen Aliassime. A-L-I-A-S-S-I-M-E.
Wow. Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
Baby, let's go.
Wow. You weren't looking at anything, were you?
No.
All right, now spell Crawley Town. No, I'm kidding.
Should have gotten money out of you for that.
Wow. You were a big dog to get that right.
Odell Beckham Jr. signs with the Dolphins.
He did?
So that moves the needle for you.
Not exactly. Odell Beckham Jr. signs with the Dolphins. All right. We get tweets of beating the book. Buddhist Man, he put a side-by-side with Drew in his hat with the late, great Ted Knight from Caddyshack in his hat. Well, looks good on you, though.
Pretty good. I was thinking I've got a better Panama hat than that at home, but...
Scott, New York Best 16. Makeup artist. Gil has a problem with his earpiece wire. And what shirt button to button? Baby step, baby steps, Felica, baby steps. It's very true, by the way.
Yeah.
Steven, a little behind, but at first I thought Drew had a few pops this morning, but he's just having a great time.
No, awesome. He's just pumped up. That's what we were trying to talk about.
Awesome insight, by the way. Spence, we need a derby horse named What a Fool Believes. Doobie Brothers song. Maybe he thinks he shouldn't be betting on the derby. I don't know. New Jersey, New York. Thank you for mentioning the Taprit call in 2018 on the Derby. Was it 2018 or 2017? Maybe it was 2018. You might be right about that. That Felica made. Still one of the sickest calls I've ever seen. Paul Medina, tell the story when Kelly got screamed at from across the room at the South Point for a pick that Preston made. We didn't get the visual on Preston because we were having trouble.
Yeah.
But if you look at Preston, it's very Kelly-esque.
It was on his daily wager days, and we were, we were over at the South Point doing, I don't even know what show I was doing at the time, Green Zone, I think late at night, and it was right around the NBA All-Star break, and obviously Daily Wager was on South Point on South Point TVs very often, as were we, so I think people might have confused me and Preston. I was walking out the doors of the sportsbook one night, and if you've been in the South Point sportsbook, it's very wide open, as you know, Gil. And a guy from, 50 yards away in the middle of the sports book stands up. He's like, hey, you! And I'm like, I don't know why I even turned around, but like I kind of knew he was yelling at me for some reason. And I turned around. He's like, great bleeping call on the under in the All-Star game last night.
50 yards away.
And then you're like, you're 50 yards away. So like, what am I going to yell back at the guy? And I just kind of like, and I knew exactly who he was thinking of because I had seen Preston talk about it. Like, I'm just going to walk out of here.
Jason Weingarten knows a thing or two about Crawley Town. He joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, at Spreadopedia on Twitter. Comes to us from under a cloud of smoke. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going? I also know a thing or two about getting yelled at.
Why, did you have a recent yell at thing or just in past in time?
No, just in general. I can't think of any recently.
Real quick, before we get off the Crawley Town thing, you are intimately involved in this as well. We don't want to shortchange you on that. You feel like Crawley Town, based on everything Preston just talked about, because he talked about a manager that was accused of racism, he getting death threats. You feel like your documentary would have been better than Wrexham's, huh?
I think it would have at least been as interesting. I mean, the characters involved and the everything that, remember when we went to dinner and we were trying to explain to you the story step by step, and you were like, this is unbelievable. Like, none of this, no one would ever believe it, but
it's
a great
incredible
story.
Yep.
Well, hopefully one day it gets to be fully told, but now we just got to go out there and win a couple games.
Crawley Town, MK Dons, you got to play on it?
No, I'm just going to be watching it.
Okay. What about baseball today? Anything?
Giants plus 140. Jordan Hicks might be one of the best signings of the offseason. He's been a revelation as a starter. Another player the Cardinals couldn't develop.
Well, he was their closer, right? That was the thing. And the Giants decided that this is going to be his permanent thing, being a starter. Would you make a Cy Young bet on him?
Funny story. Right before the season, I had two bets. I sent Tommy, my friend Tommy works at Unabated, go make for me. I wanted to bet Saya Suzuki to win the MVP and Jordan Hicks at 300-1 for Cy Young. And I told him to go bet Saya Suzuki at Westgate or somewhere. And then Circa had the the number on Jordan Hicks, and he's like, hold on, I got to deposit some money or whatever. And I was like, you know what, I don't really want to probably throw money away anyway. So I didn't bet Jordan Hicks, but I did go through the whole process and identify him. And then I just said, no, it's a waste of money. So I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. Giants have a couple guys who one might feel are Cy Young candidates. Of course, teams got to do better. But +140 on the Giants today against the Phillies. That's the only baseball play?
Only baseball play today. I'm on wedding duty this week, and I got to go to a wedding tomorrow.
Okay. Who's getting married? Anybody we should know about?
No, one of my girlfriend's good friends, but
okay.
I'm busy, sadly.
Yeah.
Will you have action on the line during the wedding? And if so, how will you track your bets?
I'll look at my phone. Yeah. Fortunately, like the China Open this weekend is an evening thing, so it won't totally conflict with betting, but yeah, I won't be like looking at my phone during the ceremony or anything like that. I can take a break for an hour or two.
Give us your latest baseball thought that you had. Let's put it this way: that you have not had recently, or did not have pre-flop. Like, what has surprised you, and what has caused you to perhaps change your thinking, maybe trigger a bet even?
The A's have been slightly better than expected. Maybe the rest of their teams in their division really haven't taken advantage of anything. The Astros haven't looked good. Kind of wondering if the Astros are just having a bad month, or if there's, you know, structural problems there. I got my eye on that. I mean, the main thing in baseball it remains is that the really good teams, the Dodgers, the Braves, you know, you can even throw the Yankees up there, like teams that just have more assets than the other teams are clearly better positioned. The bad teams are really bad this year, the Marlins, the White Sox, you know, it's just like, you could already basically like, I don't want to watch games with those teams at this point already. It's not even fun. But I think it's sort of, we're seeing the barbells kind of get bigger and bigger, that the good teams are on one end, the bad teams are on the other. And there's a couple teams in the middle that don't really want to commit to anything.
The ever widening gap between the haves and the have nots. Been saying it for years. It just keeps getting wider in baseball. Are you making a derby bet at all? Have you made a derby bet?
No. Who should I bet? I don't even know. I was hoping to find something for the Oaks today. Who's the horse? What am I betting?
We know that one.
What? Just a touch.
No. For the Oaks, we know that.
Oh, for the FYI. Oaks. Just FYI for the Oaks. Just FYI
Which
for the Oaks.
Which is the name
Oaks.
Of the horse.
Yes. Just FYI. And then just a touch is a 10-1, currently a 10-1 in the derby. But fierceness, a justifiable favorite, I think people would say. Justifiable short shot. There's your derby synopsis.
Yeah, I'll take a look. You know, I've kind of moved on from horse racing. I used to call TVG the most expensive channel on TV.
it really so was.
Now I use that money for other stuff.
Okay. And no UFL for you. You're sitting that out as well.
No, I can't. I've gone through phases of spring football, and this year I just have no interest in it. I haven't watched games. I can't really name any of the quarterbacks, and just another thing to not be invested in when you can focus on one or two things.
Okay. Jason's getting older. He's focusing. He's narrowing the scope. Jason, thank you as always. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. One more thing. Jackson Holliday, 50-1 rookie of the year. FanDuel, that's a big number. Keep an eye on it.
He mentioned that the other day. He mentions it again. Jackson Holliday, who was sent down after a 2-for-34, 50-1 now for American League Rookie of the Year. Thank you, Jason. I like when he does that Columbo thing when he's walking out there. Yes. Oh, one more thing.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSiN. New customers bet $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada. There it is, Odell Beckham Jr., Dolphins agreeing to a one-year deal. Chris Felica has texted in, I had Kelly +8, and then he puts about a million zeros to get Ali Asim correct. He's right. You were so good at that, I was almost suspicious.
Hey, man, we were talking off air. Augier only seems been around long enough.
He's been around.
Not only have I spent, 6 years here now, 7 years here typing up, tennis bets from people like you and typing up tennis odds every day, but he goes back even to my days of writing up highlight scripts. So
yeah.
That's why I was confident I could write their names.
Good for you.
I don't think I could do it.
We get tweets, MickC237. Is there a Beating the Book podcast this weekend on the Derby? No, we did not do a Derby Beating the Book podcast. We kind of stopped doing Derby podcasts just because we have so many guests on a numbers game. Yeah. So it seems kind of redundant.
Kentucky Derby primer up, VSiN.com.
Yes,
get that.
Mike Somich. A-Rel started from the bottom. Now we hear Preston. That's the Preston theme song there. Jason H11, you guys need to come to Saratoga for the Belmont Live Sigma Derby for Kelly. Funny you mentioned the Sigma Derby. We actually have a, we want to show you something. And this is happening right now during the show. And this is worth, we always said if it happens during the show, we have to show this.
Yeah.
So one time Kelly texted me, we have Sigma Derby here at the D. This is an original Sigma Derby, correct?
Yes, the last, what is it? The last original that can be accessed by the public.
Correct. Okay. So these, you may see these two folks over here. They are cleaning and caring for this Sigma Derby machine as if it is a Rembrandt.
Yes.
And you told me a story where you came up to them and you wanted to talk to them about this. Well, by the way, we're not zooming in on it because when you tried to take a picture, they were like, no, you cannot take a picture of us doing this.
Yeah, I didn't really push it much further, but right. I think it was a Friday when I was walking out of here and they were working on it. I was just beyond fascinating because if you have seen the Sigma Derby, I mean, it's a machine that goes back some years, right? So they are... I mean, it's cleaning and repairing and checking all the parts and pieces and everything. I thought it was beyond fascinating. I mean, it's one of the oldest casino games you're going to find in town.
And are these D employees that have other tasks or is this their expertise?
No, I got no idea, but there's one guy over there who looks like the Sigma Derby expert. That's all I'll say. He looks like the great keeper of the Sigma Derby.
Colin Murphy, great segment with the sports cheetah and the sports cobra, Kelly Bidlin. Let's go crawling. Mike Stacks, is there any chance, Gil, that you can bring back primetime action for the NFL season? That show helped me in circa millions. All of your fans need you to do two shows a day again. Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't. But thank you for the sentiment.
Yeah.
Man, were you trying to kill me, man? No, I appreciate
it. Great
time. Very nice of you. It's the greatest show that's ever been canceled.
Yeah.
As we like to call it. Matt Brown, shout out, of course. All right, NBA tonight again, two game sixes. We conclude where we started in the NBA tonight. First of all, we have game six between the Magic and the Cavaliers. Magic trying to force a game seven back in Cleveland. Magic favored by 4, total is an even 200. And I asked you earlier, would you consider, if you have some conviction on the Magic here, would you consider an adjusted series price on the Magic as well? By the way, that adjusted series price is +330.
Man.
Conceivably, then if the Magic win this,
yeah,
you've got the +330.
I mean,
you might be able to take the money line on the Cavs in game seven and lock in.
I mean, look, if I'm saying I lean the Magic way tonight, then... yes, I think I have to say that would be, I wouldn't hate that bet if someone made it. I'm staying far away from this, but
yeah, okay.
I don't think that'd be a terrible bet. I do think I lean Magic way a little bit tonight. They've looked, Paolo Banchero has been amazing. Nobody seems to care about this series. I understand why nationally. But that is maybe one of the storylines of the first round that has gone completely unspoken, basically, is how big a games Paolo Banchero's put up, at least the past couple games, against the Cavs defense that, you know, at times during the year was a top-5 defense in the NBA. Again, injury reports on that one. Jared Allen was at shoot-around this morning, did miss it the other day when he ended up missing the game. Gary Harris, listed as questionable. I doubt he's going to go. From some of the things that I heard, that makes things a little interesting. Cleveland was interesting to watch, too, only playing, you know, part of the problem. So many teams run into this. We ask this question about Minnesota so often. How are you going to play the two bigs, right? And I think Cat's game stretching out wide helped make that okay in Minnesota. Cleveland's got to figure that out, I think, this offseason. I don't know that it's nothing against Jared Allen or Evan Mobley, right? But when you have both of them, what you could get for one of them filling out the rest of your team is going to make your whole roster better.
Mavs are 7.5-point favorites in the nightcap tonight. Game 6 back in Dallas, though, with the Mavs leading that series 3-2. They're trying to close out the Clippers, who will be without Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Totals 208 here. We're showing 8 on the Mavericks. Say, I could ask you the same question about the Clippers, although I know where you stand on the Mavericks. If somebody had conviction on the Clippers, would you advocate a 5-1 series price on them?
I don't know.
You just can't get there mentally.
I just can't get there. I can't get there. I'm also not advocating running out laying 8 points tonight with the Mavericks either. Like, this has gotten, you know, basically as high as we've seen in the series, 8.5 points for the Mavericks to be laying tonight. It's a lot. I think they're going to win tonight.
Let me ask it this way. Are there two players in the league, worse is the right word, but two players in the league that are as unpredictable from game to game as Harden and Paul George are?
So I thought that's where you were going. Yeah. I'm so glad you are. And like right now, I don't know.
You have no idea what you're getting.
With this team without Kawhi Leonard and how much more important then they become, it's I have no idea.
If they went crazy and won, you would not be shocked.
Would not be shocked. I mean, like, I said before the series.
If they put out a dud, you would not be shocked.
Wouldn't be shocked. Yeah. I said this before the series. James Harden has to play in an unbelievable series for the Clippers to have a chance. I said that thinking there's no way James Harden can do that game in and game out, and he really has for the most part. So, tip of the cap to him already, I guess.
Remind everybody, Nuggets 4.5-point favorites in game 1.
Yeah, this is
where you stand on that.
Yeah, this is interesting. The movement on this game kind of keeps, opened at 5, quickly got bet down to about 4. Now we're seeing Nuggets money come back in,
and their series price is south of $2 now.
I know. I can't this is always one of those tricky betting things, right? Where you like the dog, but you thought the price was going to be better on what you were going to get, right? So I didn't do anything with that. I think I'll be in on the Timberwolves after game 1 if they lose. I'm leaning that would tell you I'm leaning the Nuggets way game 1. I will be watching injury information closely on this game. If this is still below 5, Gil, I'll probably fire on the Nuggets before game 1.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I think it's a lot. I also like first half unders. I think a lot of people have been talking about that pace being different. There's going to be a lot of feeling out early between these two teams on what they can each do offensively.
The team remaining in the playoffs, either Eastern Conference or Western Conference, that has the best chance of beating the defending champion Nuggets is?
The Boston Celtics.
You still think it's the Celtics?
Yeah, still the Celtics.
Not the T-Wolves.
Not the T-Wolves, but they would be second. They'd probably be second.
I just don't buy into the Celtics beating them. I really don't.
I mean, look, I'm always that guy that I can speak to you about the talent on the roster.
Yeah.
Do I trust Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum?
Nope.
And the coaching and everything in Missoula that's going to go into a late end game situation if they're at a tie ball game with the Nuggets? No. If you're talking a tie ball game in game 7 with 4 minutes left, there is... Like, the amount of trust difference I have between the Denver Nuggets and the Boston Celtics 100%. There is a huge disparity.
That's why my buddy of mine was like changing of the guard in the NBA because he was talking about all the injuries, and I'm like, Jokic isn't letting anybody change a guard.
So I will say, Jamal Murray obviously was very questionable going into that last Denver game. He looked pretty good. I mean, highlight-wise, he looked amazing, but looks pretty good the way he was moving. When I say I'm monitoring injuries, I'm just making sure nothing else flares up with him. And then Kentavious Caldwell-Pope also got injured in that last game. Looks like he's going to go. He's listed as probable right now, so I think he's going to be okay. The only thing that's tricky with the Nuggets, though, Gil, is this is... I believe in that core kind of 4 or 5 guys, but they're not as deep as they were a year ago.
That's true.
And that's a little sketchy.
Nuggets T-Wolves is tomorrow, game 1. Knicks Pacers game 1 is until Monday, people should know. Knicks are favored by 6. Lastly, that game again or the series price?
Yeah, I bet the series price early when it got released last night, 215. I like that. I think if you can find 220s, it's still good. Otherwise, I'm not going to touch game 1. That spread a little off to me. If they happen to get caught game 1, I think they could. I'll be back in on the next series
price. All right, we've done all we could do. If you're on the radio side, Gojo and Golic are next. If you're watching the pretty pictures, Best Bets is next. I'm off next week.
Yeah, you are.
Kelly will be here, though. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.